Welcome back.
You just listened to Lights by Pastor Saki. I believe the song was sung at the New Year's Eve service with Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, and I loved the song. I just love the chorus. It says, I am the light of the whole world, illuminating, innovating. I am for signs, for seasons. I'm empowered to be the light of the world. I just love that because when we go back to the Bible, straight away, I'm always into the Bible. It always talks about, Jesus talks about us being lights of the world, a city built on a hill that cannot be hidden. We shine so bright. We're so good at what we do that we cannot be hidden. We are lights of the whole world. And I love the part that he says, illuminating and innovating. We are creative. We are entrepreneurs. We're just so fabulous. Anyway, I just love the song. It's by Pastor Saki, and you can get it anywhere. On the internet, that's what I should say. Anyway, welcome to the Zihumura Show. I am your hostess, Humura Ruth, and today's episode, I'm excited to be doing this. Once again, I am always excited. I always say that. I hope you're doing great. Anyway, I hope you're doing lovely over here. Life is normal. Life is usual. Books are killing me, but at the end of the day, I'm grateful for the opportunity to go to school. I'm grateful because I'm innovative in whatever I do. I'm creative in whatever I do. I am a light meant to shine for the world. Today, I have exciting news. There's two things I need to tell you. First, there's a makeup store opening very soon. It's actually opening this weekend. I don't know when you'll listen to this podcast, but it's opening on Saturday at midday. And then the second news is that there's a new makeup masterclass in town, but one of the best makeup artists in Kampala, Uganda. Stick around after the short break. I will let you know. Welcome back from that short break. Anyway, let me dive right into it without hesitation. I am so excited, you guys. I love makeup. You obviously know that. And exciting news, we're having a makeup masterclass in Kampala again. This time it's by Mona Faces. Mona's is going to be in September. It's usually in September. This one is by Faith Fresh, the makeup artist. I just love her makeup as well. If I would recommend, I would say she's very good with skin. She knows how to cover up skin and make it look natural. She just gives you that all natural look with that gorgeous glow. I just love it. She understands brown skin girls. I just really love it. And she's having a makeup masterclass. And that's not it, you guys. She's having 12 days of hands-on makeup training. I think that is a lot of days for a masterclass, but then I think it's worth it. Faith Fresh is the makeup artist behind Rema Namakula's face. If you know Rema Namakula, she's one of the biggest artists here in Kampala, Uganda. She's known for songs like Gutuja, Gutuja, Omutema Gubera, Gutuja. Such songs. She has so many songs here. And she has, and I would say Faith has worked with a number of people. She's done a makeup for photography, makeup for TV. And I think that's somebody who knows how to do makeup. I think if you can, you know, differentiate between which products work great on someone's skin and which products would look great for, let me say, a TV show production or a photo shoot or a bridal look, then I think you really know, you really understand what you're doing with makeup. And so she's having a makeup masterclass. It's going to last 12 good days. Now, the previous ones, I think this is the second makeup masterclass in Kampala. I'm pretty sure it's the second one. Other makeup artists just do some small makeup classes here and there, but this is big. Remember when I talked about Mona Faces' makeup masterclass? It lasts for 3 days usually, and it happens in September. Now this one is the first one to be in February, and it's going to take 12 good days from the 13th. I think the 13th. I may be confusing the dates a little bit too, like 13th to when? To like early 20th, something around there. Exclusive of the weekends, of course. She's not teaching on the weekends, but the classes run from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you're going to be having hands-on makeup teaching by the one and only. Now, another thing I love about this class, I wouldn't talk about it if I didn't love it, is that she's only giving 10 slots. Only 10 people are going to be able to get this hands-on makeup training from her, which is something that's nice. The smaller the number of people, the more attention they get, and the better and easier it is for them to learn makeup you know, makeup is an art. If you really don't know how to do this kind of art, you need the attention. You know, for example, me, I never used to know how to do it until I attended a makeup master class that was a bit bigger than faces, but you know, it was good too. Anyway, it's exciting news. I'm so happy. I just feel like it's a breath of fresh air. We don't usually have classes here, and the one person that always holds a makeup master class is one. It's Mona. She's really good with her style, with her makeup and all. But sometimes you just want variety, and variety is not bad. You know, just a little difference here and there, just a little way. You know, different styles and different techniques, because it's art. When it comes to art, not everybody draws the same way. I always say that, and I believe that. So I'm excited to see my girl Faith Fresh do her thing. Well, she's not my girl. I am just a fan of hers. Anyway, if you'd like to know more about that, go and visit her Instagram or her Facebook and check it out. Her handle is Faith Fresh. Now, Faith is spelled as F-A-Y-T-H. Fresh is spelled as P-R-E-S-H. Go and learn how to do makeup from her. I think it's gonna be exciting, honestly. I just can't wait. And who knows, the surprise muse could be Rema Namakula. Who knows? You know, that's one of her biggest clients that I'm such a huge fan of. Anyway, let's go for a short break and I'll be back and give you some more news. Welcome back. You still listen to a clip of the song called Lights by Pastor Saki. I am not trying to promote this song, or I've not been paid to promote this song. I just feel like I love it. I love listening to positive messages because I feel they empower me, they motivate me, and they push me to do things that I really want to do, and they push me to be innovative and creative and into it, and I just love it. Speaking of innovation and creativity and all that stuff, I just want to appreciate somebody who I feel like has inspired many of us, just a few of us, okay, who know her. She's a friend of mine. I wouldn't want to say her name on air because she has problems with her identity being out there, but she's a founder of Beauty Cave UG, a makeup store that I really like. It's an online store. It has been an online store for quite a while, and I met her once some time back. We were trying to shoot videos for MAC foundations and Maybelline foundations. We're doing some work, some blogger kind of work, and I met her, and the first time I met her was like a bit shocked because I thought she would be way older than what she looked like, but she's actually relatively young. She's not as young as I am, of course. And when I met her, I was inspired by her story. She started selling makeup online through university, and now she's finished university, she's graduating, and guess what? Her business is going to next level. She's opening up a makeup store this weekend. I am excited, you guys. I think that's very inspiring. You know, during your years at university and campus, I've met a lot of people, and I ask them sometimes, some students ask them, what do you do the entire day when you're not like in class? Because if you have like evening lectures, that means the whole day you're free. And they'll be like, no, you know, I just wake up, I just do my laundry, or I sit down and watch movies, or I visit a friend and all that. And I'm like, but it's going to be 3 or 4 years of you being at university, and all you do every day is wake up and watch movies or do your laundry or visit someone without actually making money out of it. I don't know whether I'm obsessed with making money, but sometimes we've got to think outside the box. I feel like at this stage, that stage in your life, you're a bit young, you have time on your hands, you can do something innovative, you can create something. And so this is what the owner of Beauty Cave UG did. She started an online business selling makeup, and I love the fact that her products are original. They're sourced straight from the US and straight from the UK. I remember I got my Jaclyn Hill palette from her, and I've loved it ever since. I've gotten quite a few things from her. I want to buy more, but I'm just, you know, I'm just in awe, and I'm just encouraged and motivated by people like that. I know sometimes we get time on our hands and we're like, you know, you can just sit this out, you can just louse or be lazy with that time, but you gotta start building your future, or else you're gonna be building somebody else's future. Anyway, so Beauty Cave UG is opening up their makeup store this weekend, Saturday, and it's going to be opened at Koki Towers in Kampala, Uganda, and I'm excited for her. I'm just inspired. She sells lots of makeup products. Sometimes you just have to order for them so she could ship them in. Sometimes most of them you can find them on the websites. Now I think the tricky thing can be with, let me say, foundation shades and concealer shades, because different people, different complexions, pigmentation issues and all that, so having all the shades that are needed can be tricky sometimes, but she does her best. And I love the customer care, because you order for it today and then you get it delivered today. That is quick and easy and fun. And she's opening up a makeup store. Speaking of makeup, anyway, have you guys realized that people, I feel like, can never live without wearing makeup? And I don't know, I just feel like, is it okay to wear makeup day in day out, like nobody knows what you look like without it? You guys, I'm speaking from experience. I once worked with she's a top makeup artist here in Kampala. I'm not going to mention her name, and we've been good friends, we're still friends, but we're not as close as we used to be. And I'm telling you, she's worked with big people, and she's worked with cabinet members here, she's worked with TV people here, she's worked with everybody, name it, she's done big people. And I dare you to guess who it is. But anyway, all the time I've been with her, I've never seen her without makeup. And sometimes I'm like, is this an insecurity that sometimes people face and can't let go of? Like, she can never be without makeup. There was a time we were like, okay, let's start shooting for your YouTube videos and your Instagram videos or tutorials and all that, and she wouldn't come without makeup. When she'd come with at least foundation and concealer on, and then she'll begin with the eyes, eyeshadow and contouring and all that stuff, which I kind of understand because she's very good with eyes, but like, you can never see her skin. I don't even know what it looks like underneath there. She's always got her face full and her lashes on, and I'm like, don't you guys ever get tired? Sometimes I wonder, does it come from a place of insecurity, or does it come from a place of addiction, or does it come from a place of just like you're doing what you want to do? You know, some of us all day long, I can't even compare it, because sometimes I feel like it's too much, especially if you're living in Kampala. I always say the tropics are hot, honey, this place is hot. So I don't understand how you can wear a full face every day. And then again, doesn't it like affect your skin or what? Because even if it's going to the salon, she still has her full face on. And I've seen also IG, Instagram. Did I just say IG, Instagram? I've seen IG buddies, Instagram girls here. And they're very pretty. They're very dope. I've met some of them. But without makeup, never. Like, you guys, it's to the point of, we even attended a makeup masterclass together, and they would come with makeup on. And when it comes to taking it off, maybe they would take it off very fast and then put on shades and then start building it. Once they get to the eyes, then take off the shades. I'm like, you guys, is this, I don't understand. Anyway, maybe I don't want to come off as an attacker against them, because I love makeup, but isn't that too much? Isn't it too much? When do you come to a point of realizing that, okay, I'm wearing too much makeup? Or when do you come to a point of realizing that it's okay, I'm not wearing too much, I'm just doing what I want? Sometimes, anyway, we feel insecure by, you know, tiny, tiny things. Maybe a pimple here and what and what and what. And I was watching The Witcher a few nights back, I think 2 nights back. And there was a point, I know The Witcher may not be really inspirational, but there's a point when one of the sorcerers told, I don't know, this other girl, Yennefer, when she was looking in the mirror, and she told her, there's not a person on this earth who looks in the mirror and doesn't want to change a thing about their face. Well, that may not exactly accurately be true, because I know some people are confident with who they are, but she had a point. So many times we look in the mirror and you're just like, you want to change a thing or two, and you know, makeup covers up things. Makeup helps you overcome those insecurities. Apparently, makeup is your beauty tool. And but doesn't it become too much if we don't, you know, take time and just wipe it off and just be ourselves and just say, you know, God would never make a mistake. I am beautiful as they come. Honey, God has been really creative. Look at me. You know, I feel like sometimes it's too much. But anyway, it's people's opinions. It's people do what they want to do. But I'm just putting it out there that I feel like sometimes it's too much. We can take it down a notch. We can take it down a notch. And I bet you we'll still be beautiful no matter what. Anyway, thanks for listening in, you guys. That's a wrap for today. I just wanted to share with you that Faith Fresh is having a makeup masterclass. 12 days straight of makeup. She's going to be using a lot of products you've seen before, Benefit Cosmetics, Maybelline, Revlon, all of that. You're going to learn from it and you're going to get freebies. And did I mention that some of the best, do I say students in the class? Yes, students in the class can intern at her makeup studio. You guys, how awesome is that? Anyway, thanks for listening in. That's a wrap for today. I hope you had a good time. I hope you have had a lovely time. And remember, you are light of the whole world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, no matter what. Have a good one. And please take off your makeup and enjoy your skin. It is gorgeous. You are gorgeous. You are as beautiful as they come. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with me as well, you can send me an email on mbabaziruth77@gmail.com. Mbabazi spelled as MBABAZI. Ruth is RUTH77@gmail.com. Or follow me on Instagram. I'd love to meet you. My Instagram handle is @humura_ruth. Humura is spelled as HUMURA. Or find me on Twitter @humuraruth. Facebook @zhumura. Zhumura is ZHUMURA. I'll be so glad to hear from you guys. And oh, by the way, I do have a blog. You all know I have a blog. I'm a blogger. My blog is zhumura.wordpress.com. See you guys. Have a wonderful week.